It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Some changes are likely coming to Facebook again, but this time the changes are courtesy of the government. The Federal Trade Commission is said to be close to an agreement with Facebook, and under the terms of that agreement, Facebook would have to get your permission before using any of your data in a way you hadn't agreed to before. So, Ryan Kahlo from Stanford's Center for Internet and Society, what will this deal actually do to my Facebook experience?
What it's going to do is stop you from getting surprised as much. You're not going to just turn on your social network one day and find that suddenly something that you didn't think was being shared is being shared. Rather, you're going to turn it on, and very likely you'll see a little pop-up at the very beginning of your experience when you log in that tells you about the changes and asks you whether you accept them. It doesn't necessarily do much for other questions about how much data does the company get, under what circumstances can the government get my information, but it does help us with this big problem of people not realizing what they're sharing.
Does this put the brakes on this kind of cultural acceptance of a lot of sharing that we've all been kind of trained into from Facebook?
What it puts a brake on, I think, and not just for Facebook, but I think for other companies as well, is this idea that it's okay to ask for forgiveness instead of permission.
The agreement is expected to be finalized in the next few weeks. Chris Hufnagel from UC Berkeley Law School says what's groundbreaking here isn't the terms of the deal, it's who's signing it.
I think what's exceptional about this case is that it concerns Facebook, a website that has 800 million users. The proposition of law, however, is not exceptional. In a case known as the Hooked on Phonics case, the Federal Trade Commission has already said that a website cannot make retroactive changes to a privacy policy without consent. So that basically means before a website changes your settings, they're supposed to ask you affirmatively for permission to do so. That's been settled law since probably 2003. What's notable about this is that it's finally stuck to this behemoth website.
Besides requiring these permissions from us users, the FTC is expected to require Facebook to be independently audited on privacy practices for the next 20 years. Ryan Kahlo thinks this could work out well for everyone, even Facebook.
Having this requirement of independent audits that seems to be in play, having this requirement to proceed carefully with consumers might be a really good thing for Facebook because it helps them put behind some of the doubts and clouds of problems around privacy they had in the past.
Do you know this guy?
Time to prime the pump up. Everybody jump up. Everybody dance.
Sesame Street sure doesn't. That clip is from the show's unaired 1969 pilot. The actor is playing Gordon, and he was only in the pilot. Other actors took over as Gordon later on. Thing is, Sesame Street can't figure out who the original Gordon was. Well, can't they just look up old records or ask the other actors, you say? No, there are no records, no pay stubs, nothing. No one remembers a thing about this guy. So, the folks at Sesame Street are crowdsourcing. They need your help. They've posted this clip online, and they want people to send in any ideas. In the clip, Gordon talks a bit, then there's a lot of dancing with some kids and what could only be described as a rough draft of Ernie and Bert. We have a link to this clip at marketplacetech.org. Maybe after this is solved, they can figure out where Elmo's parents are. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuyforbusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.